Blog Talk Radio.
2 minutes to participate. And now, the man that God is using all over the world, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Christian Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the international ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
God bless all of you. This is Bernard Johnson, and we want to thank you for being here for the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line, line dedicated to praying and praising the Lord. We give him our first fruits. Thank you for coming from all over the world, and we do praise God for what he's done. He's been so multitudinous and so wondrous and so amazing and so astounding and so awesome. We just thank God for who he is and what he has done. We give him the glory. We praise him. Let's go to God in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you because you hear me, and I appreciate it so very, very, very much. Thank you for the blood covering of Jesus Christ. We appreciate Jesus who went to Calvary for us.
Thank you.
Hung, bled, and died on Calvary. And because of Christ, we have a right to the tree of life. Thank you, Lord, for this day, for how you woke us up this morning and started us on our way. Thank you for the simple things that people forget about, the legs to walk, a mouth to talk, eyes to see, ears to hear, a heart that beats, lungs that breathe. Oh God, so many other things. Every time we take a breath, God, we want to appreciate what you've done for us. So many people woke up this morning who can't even move. And here we are able to move our hands, feet, legs, to see people are blind, to hear people can't hear. But you've been not only good to us, but you've been mighty good to us.
Oh.
We want to just thank you, Lord.
Thank you
for this prayer line.
Yes, Lord.
It's a wonderful privilege to be able to say that you're real to people around the world. It's a wonderful privilege to be able to thank you and lead people into thanking you as we do on the blog line a billion times a night. And thank you for that. We ask that you would look on people all over the world.
Yes.
We're praying for homes, for families. We're praying for churches, for leaders. We're praying for people who are incarcerated. We're praying for people who are down and out, the homeless. We're praying for those who are on the Gaza Strip and for those in Africa experiencing Ebola.
Thank you.
We're praying for those in England and Russia, Germany, Japan, Brazil, Haiti, all over the world. God, thank you for being God because you're so merciful. Thank you for your grace and for all that you have done for the world. Oh, God, look at those people there in St. Louis with the Michael Brown situation. God, touch, help them. So many places, God, they need your help. And you're God alone. You're the only person who can be in 3 places, 1,000 places, 1,000,000 places at one time. Thank you for being our hero and for, oh my God, for mentoring us, every person. We love you and we thank you for all things. Now stretch out your mighty hand over this prayer line. Let the anointing drop in earth in a very special way. The power of God prevail. We ask you that you bind every enemy. Bind in Jesus' name. Every witch, every warlock, let the curse be removed in the name of Jesus. Now thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless your holy name.
Yes.
Give you glory and adoration and praise. And we ask these blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, you said, if I would ask anything in your name, that you would, that the Father may be glorified. Also ask that you would bless Ambassador Betty Johnson this morning.
Bless the Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Now thank you again and again and again for all that you're doing for us. Thank God in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Good morning to all of you who are on the prayer line. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
God bless you.
God bless you too. God bless you.
All of you. All of you. God bless all of you. And thank God for all the bishops, superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends, all of our ambassadors and ambassadors-elect. We praise God for all of you. Thank God for Ambassador Betty Johnson and for Mother Emily Johnson. That's my 94-year-old mother. Thank you, Mom, for being here and for all of your encouragement. Amen. God is so good, so kind. I'm going to go ahead and get into this because First Lady, Master Lady Betty Johnson, she's is getting ready for work, and thank God she's a job coordinator for the city. And it's kind of like a ministry, helping people to get jobs. That is a ministry. So we thank God for that. And she's always told me she has a very brief word for the people. But let me tell you something. Anytime she takes time to say anything to us, it would be a blessing. Very humble lady. Many times a few words, but the few words that she says are powerful. And we thank God for her. We're going to open the line to her in just a moment. Are you there, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson? Are you there? Amen. Thank God for her. All right, she'll be there in just a moment, I'm sure. Want to get identification here. If we have GMAP and Ambassador Julie Hagan. Amen. The line is open to you, either one of you all. God bless you. All right. Ambassador Hagan, are you there?
Christopher, God bless you. Good morning, Dr. Johnson. Ambassador Johnson.
Good morning.
Good morning. First Lady Betty Johnson. Thank God for Mother Johnson and to all of the ambassadors, ambassadors-elect, to all of the other broadcasters, as well as everyone who's listening from all around the world. This is Ambassador Hagan, and we are here, yes, broadcasting live in the live studio of Blog Talk Radio. We can be reached at 347-934-0207, and we are being heard literally all over the world, Africa, Asia, Brazil, Japan, India, Germany. Oh, my Lord, Russia, you name it, glory be to God. We have, as the stats are continuing to go up, we have more than 90 million listeners, and we can be reached here simply by calling into our live studio. We are a network of other providers and broadcasters as well, 347-934-0207. And Dr. Duncan, we do thank God for you and for the excellent job that you're doing in getting this message around the world. May God ever bless you, sir. Back to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm sure Pastor Strada will join us after a while. And I'm so excited about this young lady here who's speaking this morning. She's been my better half for over now 44 years. She's been a blessing, blessing, blessing. And I've just become convinced that every year she becomes a greater blessing. Wish you all could know her personally. She's an awesome person. And she a very humble person. As I said a while ago, a lady, a few words, but her words are very powerful. What she says, she means. And what she means, she says. And God has blessed her in a great, great, great way. Want to release the line to her. Are you there, Lady Betty? Are you there yet? All right. I tell you what we want to do. I want to have a word of testimony, a praise report from someone, and I'm sure by that time she'll be with us. Anyone have a praise report of what the Lord has done for you? Amen. If so, I know some of y'all have been waiting to tell your praise reports. They're mounting up, and you have many praise reports, and if you would like to give one, the line is open to you. Who would like to give
the
a praise report?
Good morning. God bless everyone on the
program. Good morning. Good morning, good morning.
I don't know if you can hear
me. I want to thank the Lord for what he has done for me. This is Dr. Lacey in Waukegan. On yesterday, my heart was beating so fast. I tell you, I was having a problem. I was going through a lot yesterday morning. And I just laid here and put that telephone as Sister Gina was speaking. I laid the phone on my heart, on my left side. And while the phone was lying there, I began to thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And my heart quit beating when she quit speaking. The Lord enabled me to gain my strength back in my heart. Dr. Johnson and all of the staff, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, I thank God for this prayer line and what God has allowed to happen to me. Over last year, the 17th day of August, I was in a coma for 11 days, didn't know where I was, went on dialysis, had gallbladder surgery, and just went every which way but to live. But God, anointing you and you and you to pray for me. And God delivered me from dialysis. He delivered me from kidney stones. He delivered me from not being able to walk. I'm able to walk. I'm able to get around. Although many things happened, my house burned on April the 1st, but God has able me to even get it semi back together. And I just want to thank him this morning. The reason I'm saying all of this, because I want you to know I've been through the storm and rain, but I made it. If you ask me how, I'll tell you, I just don't know. This morning, my best girlfriend, I'm talking about it's hard to find good friends that you can put trust and confidence in. But I tell you, Sister Dora lies in the funeral home this morning, getting ready for her funeral on Saturday. I want to thank the Lord for Sister Dora because she encouraged me to keep on living, keep on going.
Praise the Lord.
I want to thank you. I want to thank you. And this prayer, Brother, often pray for me for what y'all have done. God bless you this morning, and I want to just thank you for everything.
God bless you. Well, God bless you. Dr. Mary Lacey, God bless you so much. I think we're about ready for Lady Betty. Amen. Her line has been muted. She's been trying to say something all this time. Let me see if she can hear us now. Can you hear us, Lady Betty?
Good morning.
Good.
I'll hang up here.
Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
I give honor to our God of all. I praise God this morning for being awake to even say a few words, and I promise I'll be very brief. But I would like to give honor to our leader, International Ambassador Johnson, and to all of the leadership on this line. I praise God this morning. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a district missionary or any of those great and gifted speakers. God has given those a mission to complete by spreading his word their way. But God has given me a mission and charged me to deliver an encouraging word to his people just to let them know whatever they're going through, they are not alone. We are tested daily with things that seem to overwhelm us to the point of making us sick. But if we can just keep our mind on God's promises, we can make it through. There were some scriptures that I looked up and that really ministered to me. And one is Hebrews 13:5, and it says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake you." And John 14:18 says, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." And that ministers a lot to me because he already knows our situation to begin with. But if we exercise our faith and put our trust in him, he doesn't even have to come. We don't even have to come to him. He comes to us. So that is awesome, and that is from a truly merciful God. And it doesn't matter what your problem is, God has a solution and a remedy. Only if we could take the time to listen and obey and give him the praise that is due him. We can actually praise our way through a situation. There are sometimes things that go on at work or home or at church that can cause me to be extremely stressful. But when I think about the goodness of God and know that he's going to be there for me, I can praise my way right out of that situation. It might be still in the sight of others, but in my heart, I know that God is taking care of that problem. I also like the scripture, Psalms 118, 21 through 34. "I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused has become the headstone of the corner." And we know that's one of the most important stones in a building because it gives the information and it's the anchor of the building. "This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." And that one right there is a major one for me. When you think there's no hope, turn to, or your problem is great, that you can't even see any end to it. It's so great that you can't see an end to it. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee." These are not idle words that somebody just uttered and wrote down. These are words that came from God, that God gave to his prophets to encourage his people. And these are the words that people need when they seem to can't get past those struggles and those issues that cause them to sometimes get sick, like I said. But let me encourage all of you with two scriptures that really ministered to me. And these scriptures that I have to sometimes rely on daily because my job is a little bit stressful. When I'm working with people that need to go to work, that don't want to go to work, it causes me to have a reaction that's kind of stressful too. But John 16:33, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And First Chronicles 19:13, "Be of good courage, and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people and for the cities of our God, and let the Lord do what which is good in his sight," that which is good in his sight. So I hope this has ministered to somebody who's having a problem, and all of us will. We're going to have challenges. We're going to have things that come at us that we can't understand. We're going to have all of those because we're human, and if we're, especially if we're walking in God's sight, the devil is going to throw those challenges at us. But if you keep these scriptures in mind and rely on God's promises and know that he will not leave you comfortless or not leave you alone, know that he will come to you and help you through those problems. And they're always talking about seeing daylight at the end of the tunnel. I don't see daylight at the end of the tunnel. I see God walking right beside me and helping me through all of these situations and know that they're going to come out on top because he's in control. So I hope these words have encouraged somebody today that might be going through something, and let God know and be thankful and be in his will. And that way you know you'll come out of your situation on top. God bless everyone, and I hope you're encouraged today.
Wow. Ooh, my God.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I hear you, go ahead and Mother Johnson and encourage. Go ahead and encourage, lady, if you will.
I praise God for that message. That's a message from on high. It helped me. I sit there and listen to it. And it was, my God, it wasn't Sister Betty. It was the Lord sending the message through Sister Betty. I praise God for that. It encouraged my heart the more. I'm already encouraged. But to hear those words and coming from the Word of God, it really means something to me. God bless you, Sister Betty. I wouldn't trade you for all the gold and guineas in the world. I praise God for you. Thank the Lord. God bless you, bless you, bless you.
God bless you. Mother Britt, are you there?
Praise God.
Mother Britt, are you on the line this morning? All right. God bless you. I want to open the line up for any encouragement. Everybody needs to be encouraged. Any others who would like to encourage First Lady Ambassador Betty Johnson, if you would, the line is open to you, anyone.
God bless you, Lady Betty. Tina, I thank God for you and for those awesome, awesome words this morning. God bless you and continue to walk in your ministry.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you.
All right, anyone.
Good morning, Sister Peterson. I thank God. This morning, I thank God for the message, Sister Betty. She really, really, really brought the message this morning. God really used her. And everything she said has really helped me. It made me think about things that I wouldn't have thought about. She brought those things out very clear in life. I thank God for her. God bless her. Let her continue to be blessed with the Lord and Lord continue to use her.
God bless you. That's Sister Peterson. Amen. God bless you. Amen, Sister Peterson. My. We appreciate you. And thank you. All right, I heard. I thank Ambassador Pfeiffer. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise God. I'm always willing to yield because everybody wants to be an encourager. And we're thanking God for those words this morning coming from Ambassador Betty Johnson. Praising God for that. And I gave me an idea for the youth prayer line. I believe I'll give those scriptures out to the youth and one to each one and see what they do with it and give them a challenge with it. And we're thanking God, knowing that the Lord will give us peace and that we are to be strong in him and in the power of his might. And God bless you to continue on and on and on, encouraging others. Bless you.
My. God bless you. Anyone else want to give an encouraging word?
Dr. Johnson. Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. Sister Castile here. Praise the Lord, everyone, and all the staff of First Fruits. I do thank and praise God for Lady Betty's testimony, her encouraging words this morning, and how they have affect the spirit. And it's so good to hear that this morning because we don't know what beholds us to this day, but we know we can get through it with those words, and then how we just remember, we're reminded of the promises of God that he will take us through and he will lead us out of whatever it is, behold us. He will strengthen us. I thank her for the power of the word that came through her. So I thank God for all of that this morning. I am reminded, and to God be the glory.
My God. Thank you so much. All right, we'll open the line maybe for one or two more. Anybody else? If so, we have time for you. You want to say a word of encouragement?
Praise the Lord. God bless you. This is amazing. And I'd like to say a word of encouragement.
Go ahead and
to Ambassador First Lady Betty George Johnson. God bless you. Thank you so much. You've been a blessing to all of us. You really encouraged us. And we want to thank you for it. And so many people around the world were encouraged as well. And we just want to thank God for you and continue to do what God has called you to do. We all love you. Thank you so much.
God bless you. That's Ambassador Julie Hagan. All right, I heard somebody else. The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. This is the evangelist this morning. And praise God for you, Ambassador Johnson. Amen. I said, I heard a still, small voice speaking, walking in the atmosphere, releasing hope, trust, and deliverance. I heard a still, small voice with power that says that they that know their God shall do exploits. You delivered it today. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. And Sister Tina, on yesterday, I missed you. But my coworkers heard you, and they told me about it when I walked back into the office. God bless both of you. Lady Betty, you are Lady Betty. Glory to God. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
God bless you. All right. Is there one more? If so, we'll allow it. Anybody else? All right. God bless all of you on this prayer line. My God. And First Lady, Ambassador, Lady Betty, you did an awesome job, and we're very proud of you. God bless you. Thank you so much for allowing the Lord to lead you and for the encouraging words from everybody. It means much to our family. God bless you. And is there anyone on the prayer line who has a prayer request? Now, these are prayer requests. I want to get the prayer request and we want to have a word of prayer for you. If you need prayer in any way, I want to put those in the Middle East on our prayer list. Listen, folks, I hate to alarm you, but anytime a nation, regardless of the nation, our nation or whatever nation, anytime they keep having to drop bombs on different other nations, you can look for those things to come back on us one day. You want to get ready. Don't think that we are exempt. But we can't continue to, regardless of the situation, to drop bombs on other nations and then not come back to America. We have to ask God for grace and mercy.